today's contestants, a program manager from Seattle, Washington, Ann Bauer. A healthcare regulator from Baltimore, Maryland, Jeff Kushner. And our returning champion, a wine tasting consultant from Nooajak, Michigan, Jennifer Quayle, whose three-day cash winnings total $90,300. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. And welcome aboard for another exciting week of Jeopardy. The champion, Jennifer, smiling because she's had a good run. Three wins over $90,000. Ann and Jeff, will you be able to stop her? We're going to find out in this half hour. Good luck. Here we go. Now we'll find out what the categories are. Starting off with Pikachu. Uh-oh. Geodude. Oddish. Slowpoke. Nine Tails, and Pokemon. Jennifer.
Pikachu-choo, 200.
Yes, that's a bullet train, and yes, it's making good time passing by this peak. Anne.
What is Mount Fuji?
Correct.
Geodude for 600.
Your period drama won Grand Prix at the film festival in this resort city in Alpes-Maritimes Département. Way to go, bruh. Anne.
What is CAN?
Yes.
Pikachu Chu 800.
The London to Edinburgh locomotive known as the Flying This Man was Britain's first clocked at 100 miles per hour. Jennifer.
What is Scotsman?
Correct.
Oddish 200.
The name Papadopoulos means son of this person who in Greek Orthodoxy is sometimes married. Jennifer.
What is the priest?
Priest is right.
Oddish 4.
Every year in Gloucester, England, you can chase down a hill after a wheel of this, the double Gloucester kind. Jennifer.
What is cheese?
Yeah, we chase down
Oddish
cheese.
600.
In 2014, Kiwi songbird Lord met Casey slugger George Brett, who inspired this hit song of hers. Anne.
What is Royals?
Good.
Pikachu Chu 1000.
A famed landscape painter, this Brit depicted the Great Western Railway in 1844 with his usual dramatic atmosphere. Jennifer.
Who is Turner?
J.M.W. Turner, yes.
Choo-choo 600.
Père Marquette, 1225, seen here, served as the prototype for the title train in this 2004 film in which Tom Hanks did several voices. Jeff.
What is the Polar Express?
You got it.
Geodude 400.
Yo, Brozep, we'll show respect in this capital as we visit the Peace Towers Memorial Chamber honoring Canada's war dead. Jennifer.
What is Ottawa?
That's the capital.
Geodude 800.
Lafitte's blacksmith shop isn't one? It says it is the oldest structure used as a bar in the United States. On this New Orleans street? We're so there. Jennifer.
What is Bourbon Street?
Yeah.
Geodude 1000.
Come for some bro time and catch walleye on this great lake. My buddy in Sandusky, Ohio says we can crash at his place. Jennifer.
What is Lake Erie?
That's the one.
Geodude 200.
We're going to partay at this beach 60 miles northeast of Orlando and watch 500 miles of left turns at its international speedway. Anne.
What is Daytona?
You got it.
Slowpoke 800.
This three-letter word can refer to your slow pace in a race or to your computer's slow response. Jennifer.
What is lag?
Lag, yeah.
Oddish 8.
At these events, Calvin Coolidge might drop pre-submitted queries to the floor and then say, no questions today. Jennifer.
What is a press conference?
Yes.
Pikachu Chu 400.
Vinyl record lovers will jump to respond to the name of this device that's spinning the train. Jennifer?
What is a turntable?
Turntable, good. And that takes you up to 6,600. That's a $5,000 lead. And we're taking a break. Back in a moment, though. Ann Bauer as a program manager from Seattle who loves April Fool's Day.
Yes.
Why? Do you play tricks on your friends?
I do. I come from a family of pranksters, and I myself partake, my poor husband being the victim most of the time. This year I threw him a 40th birthday party, and he wasn't 40, and it wasn't his birthday.
That's why he loves you.
Right.
Okay. Jeff Kushner, healthcare regulator from Baltimore, who taught himself Brazilian Portuguese. How different is it from Portuguese?
Well, it's a little different from what they speak in Portugal. What drew me to it really is I wanted kind of another challenge after Spanish, and it's a very quirky and interesting language, kind of like me.
Good for you. Jennifer Quayle is our champion, a wine tasting consultant.
Yes.
Which means what exactly?
We've got a list of 20 wines. You get to sample 5 in a tasting, so I would guide you through that and find the wines that you like, and hopefully you'll buy some, but mostly you have a good time, enjoy the wine.
All right. You're in command of the board still, so go ahead, make a selection.
Nine Tails, 200.
Two tales set in this month are The Frozen Fields by Paul Bowles and The Gift of the Magi. And
what is December?
That's the month.
Slowpoke, 200.
Swimmers do it fast, but traffic may slow to one. And
what is crawl?
Good.
Slowpoke, 400.
You're delinquent and have been declared this kind of late for school again. One more and it's detention. Jennifer?
What is tardy?
Tardy, that's the word.
Oddish, 1000.
The National Zoo in Washington has a lion cam, a naked mole rat cam, and of course this, showing Tian Tian and Mei Xiang. And
what is a panda cam?
Yeah.
Slowpoke for 1000.
This 10-letter word for slow contains one of the four humors once thought to determine temperament. It's a word not used that often. Phlegmatic. Phlegmatic. And go.
Slowpoke for 600.
Its pace tops out at 50 yards per hour for the garden type. And
what is snail?
Snail is right.
Nine Tails for 800.
He helps the twit Bertie Wooster out of jams in P.G. Woodhouse's Leave It to Him and Him and the Unbidden Guest. Jennifer.
Who is Jeeves?
Jeeves is right.
Nine Tails, 600.
Two supermarket tales, Last Meal at Whole Foods, 2014, and this 1961 John Updike classic set in a letter-perfect store. And that work was A and P. Jennifer.
Nine Tails, 400.
The Settlers, and naturally The Martian, are tales in this 1950 Ray Bradbury volume. Jennifer.
What are The Martian Chronicles?
That's it.
Nine Tails, 1000.
Answer. Daily Double. And we have about a minute left.
1500.
Okay, here's the clue. In a classic tale, General Zaroff explains that Cape Buffalo is not the most dangerous game to hunt. This is.
What is man?
Man is right, yeah. Us.
Pokemon, 200.
Pikachu, the most iconic Pokemon character, has shown up as a 50-foot balloon in this annual U.S. parade. And
what is the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade?
That's it.
Pokemon, 400.
In the franchise's 20th anniversary year in 2016, this in the real world version was released. Gotta catch them all. And
what is Pokemon Go?
Good.
Pokemon, 600.
The process of a Pokemon turning into another is known as this, like plants and animals adapting and changing over long periods. Jeff.
What is evolution?
Correct.
Pokemon, 800.
Like a person who prepares horses for racing, it's someone who captures Pokemon and readies and directs them in battles. Jennifer.
What is a trainer?
That's it. And with that, you go to 10,500. Jeff. In third place, we'll pick first in Double Jeopardy, and that round begins after these messages. She did very well on the program last week, and once again, Jennifer in the lead. But Jeff is the one going first in Double Jeopardy, selecting from these categories. Quotes of note. We'll deal with real and unreal places. All of the people in these clues have been elected twice to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. From C to shining C, each response will begin with the letter C and end with that letter. That's followed by psychology jargon. And finally, have an artsy Christmas time. I don't know what that means. Jeff.
Elected twice, 800.
He's actually a three-timer, getting the call for his work with the Yardbirds, Cream, and as a solo act. And
who is Clapton?
Eric Clapton, good.
Psychology jargon, 1600.
Knowing smoking is bad for your health, but doing it anyway, is an example of cognitive this, simultaneous incongruent beliefs. Jennifer.
What is dissonance?
Good.
Artsy Christmas time, 400.
In this traditional holiday ballet, Clara defends the title object against the king of the mice. Jennifer.
What is the Nutcracker?
Yeah.
Artsy, 800.
Matthew Bourne's Christmastime set dance adaptation of this Tim Burton film about a boy with dangerous mitts was first staged in 2005. Jeff.
What is Edward Scissorhands?
Correct.
Elected twice, 1200.
He punched his hall pass in 1996 with the Velvet Underground and again in 2015 on his own. Jeff.
Who is Lou Reed?
You got him.
Hall of Fame, 1600.
Man, some guys have all the luck. This singer went in solo in 94 and went in again as one of the faces in 2012. Jeff.
Who is Rod Stewart?
Yes.
Hall of Fame, 2000.
He did the twofer in one night in 1997 as the middle name in a harmony singing trio and with Buffalo Springfield. Jeff.
Who is Stephen Stills?
Yes.
Hall of Fame, 400.
This guitarist is quite the two-timer, with the Yardbirds in 1992, and no surprise, with Led Zeppelin 3 years later. And
who is Jimmy Page?
You got him.
Psychology jargon, 1200.
An original model of something, or any unconscious idea held by all members of society. What is an archetype? Back to you, Anne.
From sea to shining sea for 1600.
A priest or rabbi? Jeff.
What is a cleric?
Good.
Sea to shining sea, 1200.
This adjective, meaning puzzling, is used for a type of crossword. Anne.
What is crostic?
No. Jennifer.
What is cryptic?
Cryptic, that's it.
Christmas time, 12.
If you're in London, stop by the National Gallery to see Botticelli's Mystic This, the first Christmas scene. Jennifer.
What is the nativity?
That's it.
Christmas 16.
Answer there. Daily double.
4,000.
All right. A collaboration of brother composer and sister librettist, this opera version of a brother and sister kid's tale is a Yuletide tradition.
What is Hansel and Gretel?
You got it.
Christmas time, 2000.
This composer's 1734 Christmas oratorio uses as part of its text Martin Luther's Bible translation. Jennifer.
Who is Handel?
No. Who is Johann Sebastian Bach? Back to you, Jennifer.
Places, 400.
Unreal. The town of Godric's Hollow, the final hiding place for Harry Potter's parents before they were killed by this man. Jennifer.
Who is Voldemort?
Yes.
Places, 8.
Real. Humpy Bong and Burpengary, places in this Aussie land that holds its own in odd names. Anne?
What is Queensland?
Correct.
From sea to shining sea for 2000.
Answer. The other daily double. All right.
True daily double.
Okay. For second place. Greek for to cleanse gives us this word that describes an experience that relieves pent-up emotions.
What is cathartic?
That's the sea to shining sea word. You're in second place.
Real and unreal places for 1200.
Unreal. Mildendo, which must be a small town, as it's the capital of this land in Gulliver's Travels. And
what is Lilliput?
Good.
Real and unreal places, 16.
Unreal. Pandemonium, or all demons, the capital of hell in this long poem. Jennifer.
What is Dante's Inferno?
No. Jeff.
What is a Divine Comedy?
Nope. What is Paradise Lost? Anne, back to you.
Places for 2000.
Real. Nether Wallop in England, owned in the 11th century by this earl, whose son Harold was once king. And that would be Godwin. Back to you, Anne.
Psychology 2000.
Most psychologists now refer to multiple personality disorder as DID, or this type of identity disorder. Anne.
What is dissociative?
No. Jennifer.
What is dissociative?
Yes, you added a syllable, Anne. Sorry about that. Jennifer.
Quotes 400.
On June 10th, 1941, he said, "The British are the only people who like to be told how bad things are." And
who is Churchill?
Good, less than a minute now.
Quotes of note 2000.
Fill in the French quote. De Gaulle said, "La France a perdu une bataille, mais la France n'a pas perdu la..." Jennifer.
It was la guerre.
La guerre, the war.
Quotes of note 800.
These two words fill in the quote by jurist William Blackstone. It is better that 10 of these persons escape than that one suffer. Jennifer?
What is guilty and innocent?
Correct.
Quotes 12.
In 1969, Kurt Flood, a player in this sport, wrote to its commissioner, "After 12 years, I do not feel I am a piece of property." Jennifer?
What is baseball?
That's the sport.
Quote 16.
Dick Cheney talking of this, something his daughter Mary went on to do, "I think freedom means freedom for everyone." Jeff?
What is to come out of the closet?
No. Anne?
What is get married when you're, gay marriage?
Thank you. And with that, you go up to 11,200, which means that this is not a runaway for Jennifer. So all three of you have something at stake dealing with this subject in final. Vice presidents, think about it. Make a wager. Back in a moment.
Wicked weather setting its sights on Maryland. I'm tracking when rain and snow will impact your commute.
A healthy Holly investor has some city leaders questioning campaign donations. Who's choosing to send back money they receive and why?
Tonight at 10.
Pigeons know to take a closer look at Geico and are ready to fire at this first name. What is Will? Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Take a quick look. You'll notice the scores are a bit different than they were when we went into the commercial break. And that is because our judges have discovered in the Oxford English Dictionary there is a word disassociative. So Anne has benefited to the tune of $4,000. The scores as they are now are correct. The players are dealing with vice presidents and this clue. George H.W. Bush in 1988 was the first sitting vice president to be elected to the top job since this man 152 years before. 30 seconds, players. Good luck. Come to you in the middle first, Jeff. You had 5,200 and you wrote down, who is Jackson? Sorry, incorrect. It'll cost you 5,198. You're left with $2. Let's go to Anne. She had 15,200 and she selected Jackson also. Incorrect, and it'll cost her 8,701, dropping her to 6,499, taking us to our champion, Jennifer. Did you write down Jackson also?
No.
No? You wrote down Martin Van Buren. You wrote down the correct response, and you will benefit. 11,300, you will benefit to a great extent. You have 33,000 today. You've gone over the $100,000 mark. You're at 123,300 for 4 days. Yeah, enjoy the moment. All right, we'll say goodbye until tomorrow.
Promotional consideration provided by Geico. Jeopardy is also brought to you by Consumer Cellular, where low rates and award-winning service are just the beginning.
We fell in love at first sight. It's the perfect fit.
Like our wireless plan, Consumer Cellular.
And we only pay for what we need.
We save a lot of money.
Talk, text, and data as low as $20 a month. Make the switch to Consumer Cellular. Call, go online, or find us at Target.
Do you have concerns about mild memory loss related to aging? Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand. Prevagen, healthier brain, better life.